Oh, look at this man.
Look
what at Captain America. Planet.
No, not even Captain America. I should fucking Michael Cameron.
Captain Planet.
What in the fuck are we looking at? Jesus Christ. Shit. Get back over here. Where'd you go?
Come back.
Come back. There come back, Captain Planet.
My God.
The power is yours.
You didn't even shave for the fucking ring. You just went right over your beard.
Just went right over everything, bro.
You're a madman.
Look, you got the green eyebrows. Like,
Are your hands blue? What the fuck?
Bro, No. It was going to get messy. It was going to get messy.
Now, I want to know what the rest of this looks like, because I know there has to be more to this.
No, dude, it's podcast costume. We got black pants on.
All right. Fair enough. God.
Shout out to Frenchie. She slammed this one out the park, holy bro. Like, shit. Straight up.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Round of applause to Frenchie.
Yes, we are.
Let's do it. Yo, actually, before I take a hit, huge shout out Crave Plus. Brand new piece I just got in. These are actually able to be frozen. You could pop these bitches in the freezer. They got some water. There's a little bubble in there. Fucking just bubbling.
What?
Yeah, you can pop this.
Yeah, they're chilling.
Huge shout out to the shop that actually hooked it up with this.
I'm sorry. You were talking about it.
I was really excited about this. It's honestly, it's a pretty funny story because the way this all went down, went to go look for peace and shit, right? We stopped by this place right here. Let's see where we can get that. Look at that. It's called Tango Hookah Shop.
Oh,
right
here
in Union City. It's a couple blocks away, like 3 blocks away from my crib. A lot of really nice pieces, and they got a lot of these pieces too, the crate pieces, but they don't just have bowls and pipes and shit. They got full rigs, like whole nines. And yeah, no, this is actually really excited, really, really excited to have this one. So let's rock.
Holy shit.
Boys, I think.
Sanchez, you sound like me last week.
Oh, after here, you want to say hi to your best friend? You want to say hi to your best friend, Tony?
Your best friend, Tony. You bought it for me, but you bought a new
best friend.
You want to debut it?
You want to debut the new piece?
Do I have a new piece?
No, Gates.
Oh, though. No. Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is the contribution piece.
Yo, guys.
My girl contributed this to the gang.
No.
Oh.
Boom.
Dude.
I cannot wait.
Give it up for fucking Stunden. What is it? Stunden Glass? Stunden Glass Works? This is a huge rig. Gravity Bomb. I actually took a rip from it before in the kitchen. I posted that video on our IG. So if you guys want to see a video of me actually ripping this bitch, go on IG. I just posted it not too long ago. So check that shit out.
Yeah.
In the BRVG one?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
So, great hit. Very fucking clean. It fills up beautifully. You'll be able to see it in the video. It fills up beautifully. It looks like it's going to be pretty easy to clean. It's so good. Easy to take apart. Easy to put together. Like,
I'll honestly, just share it.
A great piece altogether. And then also from this same shop, mind you, this is the reason why I'm really trying to advocate that. Again, I'm going to fucking say their name. Tango Hookah Shop. God damn it. Bow, bow, bow. Check it out. Gas mask piece. You know, they've got a lot of accessories. I mean, if you're wondering where the other part is, it's right here. You know, just got to keep it clean.
Nice. Yes.
And he can actually take that off and use that bong as an actual bong too, which is nice.
Yep. But definitely check out that spot. Tango Hookah Shop.
If you guys didn't catch it, that's Tango Hookah Shop.
Tango Hookah Shop. T Tango Hookah Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Word.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Check them out. If you're here in Union City, here in Hudson County, they're literally what we would call a hidden treasure of a shop out here. So definitely hit them up. Their prices are fucking more than reasonable. More than fucking reasonable. Let's, you know, you go to a lot of shops and it's expensive as shit. Sanchez, for some reason, I can't hear a word you're saying. Captain Planet is mute. Oh, that's because he decided to use that thing instead of his normal microphone.
Microphone's not working.
Captain Planet, he's the hero.
This is what happens when you try to be eco-friendly. Eco-friendly nonsense. Look at him.
Yeah.
Fucking trying to be innovative and all high-tech. But while we wait for Sanchez to to piece himself together. Oh. Exciting fucking news with that fucking shop. Like, I was really, really I was really amped to come across it. I actually was going to go to a different shop, which is Pink Smoke Shop.
You were muted.
I still can't hear you. But
you really still can't hear me?
There he is.
There he is.
All right, all right. I might be.
Look, see, that's what you get for trying this fucking high-tech shit for no reason. Look at him. Look at him.
This was
$4. Put it here. Put it in here.
Just shove it in your mouth.
Put it in there. Yeah.
Is that better?
No. Oh my God. That's so much better. Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Amazing. Amazing. There you go. Put it higher up to your fucking mouth.
That should work.
Yeah,
that actually works perfectly.
Listen, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's how good these $24 mics are or if it's melon, whatever it is. Make it work. But I taste something in my mouth, and I don't know if it's the paint.
Oh, but it's the paint, bro. You did just shove a mic in your mouth.
All right.
All right. So moving on. We what are you guys smoking on today? You guys know your strains?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, what the fuck was that?
Let's go.
So I am smoking on because this is my turn to plug, motherfucker. Anyway. I'm smoking on Curio Everyday brand Cherry Punch.
Nice.
If you guys live in or around the Elkton, Maryland area, or ever in that place, the dispensary that I go to is called Farm Kent. That's P-H-A-R-M as in Mary, Kent, K-E-N as in Nancy, T, Farm Kent Wellness. In Elkton, Maryland, right over the Delaware and Maryland border, probably 10 minutes away from that. They're a really nice spot. I love going there. I've been going there for about maybe 3.5 months now and have not had a bad batch ever in the time that I've been going there. So, and I buy weed. I buy eighths once a week and quarters if I can get them the last meeting. So, but yes, sick. I'm smoking on some Cherry Punch right now. It's really good. Really good high.
Very nice. Tony, what you got?
Unfortunately, I can't shamelessly plug my dispensary, but they're great people. Just know that they're great people. I also have been going to them for a few months now and have not gotten a bad batch. They have a really great setup. We'll leave it at that. But I am smoking on some Harlequin sativa. You know me, I love my sativa dominance.
Yes.
There's some good shit, man. If I fall asleep during the podcast, I'm sorry. All right, this is some good shit. All right, this is probably stronger than the High Priestess I had last week. So,
nice. I've had nice. High Priestess nice. Before. I know what that high is like. I like that.
Yeah. Nice. This is so some sleep token. Can't go wrong.
So what I got, Awkward Strain. This is a hybrid sativa dominant. It's called Light Sinatra.
Ooh, that just sounds cool. Yeah.
I posted a picture in Buds and Nugs on our server.
I saw that.
If you look at this bud, it is clearly light as day. This thing is sprinkled with goodies. It just looks beautiful.
That the and crystallization on that. Is
yeah, it's fantastic. heavy on the crystallization, but whoa, I can't. also, like Tony, I can't really, you know, of my distributor. So, I mean, we'll keep it at that. The person I'm very familiar with, he's never failed me before as far as like strain is concerned. He knows what I like. I'm a sativa guy. I always like being as active as possible while I'm stoned. And yeah, he always brings me something on this caliber. This is pretty new, like shipped from out of state. So I definitely know it's worth the price. And fuck it, let's go. Let's ride. Oh, yeah. So that's what we're grinding up. That's what we grinding up today. It smells delicious.
That does look beautiful. I like those little.
So, yeah. So
see, looks nice.
I did see a casual person of who I smoke with a lot, and he allowed me to. He let me borrow some marijuana, and it's called Cream Brulee. I'll give you guys a picture for it later on. It's very smooth. It's actually one of the more brighter and more head high strains I've had in a long time.
Nice.
Actually, it tastes really good. So I mean, I'm liking it. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I just hit that pipe, so it's like. It's doing wonders. You know what I mean?
That's good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's giving you that chill feel. Now, on the other docket, I just wanted to throw in this with you guys. Homeboy hooked it up because I really got to plug the shit out of this spot. Yo, we've got some shit that we're going to be in tonight or tomorrow. I don't know if you're familiar, but we've got some Shroomage, Delta 9, and Shroom combination.
You're gonna have a good
Delta fucking some Gumi. So it's about to get lit. It's about to get fucking
what?
Lit.
Are you gonna be tripping on me?
Yeah, I'm gonna be tripping all over you. All over
oh,
you.
Oh man. Oh man.
Tripping or dripping? There's a difference.
Listen, relax, Captain Planet. Relax. Because water is involved doesn't mean you gotta fucking go into morphin time. Settle down. Now listen, what do we have on the docket to talk about? Because I know a lot of shit has been popping up lately.
Today on our first episode, and yeah, this is going to be the first episode. Other footage that we've had together is going to be used as clips and teasers. And one day when the documentary comes out, you'll see the whole thing. But today we are coming up with the 10 rules of the Scythe.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. I don't know if you want to start from like 10 to 1 or 1 to 10, however you want to do, but this is going to be an official document that we put out. It'll be posted, you know. We're not fucking around with this. Like, there are rules that people need to
understand. Okay.
All right. So, then right off the bat, I want to throw in the rotation of the cipher. Are we going to debate the right or left?
It's always to the left. It's always to the left.
See, Freshy's got a point.
Hey, man, pass the Dutchie pond left-hand side, bro. Yep.
So that should be fucking, you know, number one, because that's been historically fucking
safe. Rule number one, pass it to the left.
You know?
Always, number one is always pass.
Mm-hmm. Number two, whoever rolls it, lights it.
Yep.
That's like, yeah.
Whoever packs it, lights it.
Yep. That should be number one.
No, it's okay. No, we're gonna just write these down, and then we'll sort them as needed. Yeah, we just got to make sure we get these out of the way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
What's in the I got one.
What's up?
All right. So no babysitting.
No babysitting.
No politicking, right? Politicking.
Yep. No babysitting. No that's politicking.
Yep. Yeah. That's a good one.
I got one. Don't wet the blunt. Don't wet the blunt.
Yeah. Don't make out with the tip, yo. Don't be fucking sugar licking the tip. Don't make out with the
actual saying for that, though.
You can't say it.
I can't say it.
We can't?
I mean, maybe some of you guys can, but me and Dad can't.
Can we bleep it?
I can say it.
It's gonna get.
I can say it.
I would never say it.
But just know that I can say it. All right. I would. Out of all of us here, I'm the only one that can say it.
I mean,
I'm not gonna say it.
Look, man,
Don't wet the blunt.
Yeah, don't wet the blunt.
Don't wet it.
No, but just put that. Don't wet it. Don't make out with the blunt. Don't make it out with the blunt.
Don't. Well, I got one.
All right.
If it's over four people, it's four to six passes. It's 4 to 6 puffs then pass, depending on the size of the
should it be? No, is the two puff pass legit?
No, I have a rule. I have a rule on that. Wait, I actually have a rule for that. Needs
to accommodate the size of the scythe.
Yes.
In order to initiate a 3 to 5 puff then pass ordeal. So how would we word that out?
If it's four people, it's puff, puff, pass. Two people, you could get away with holding it a little bit longer.
So
two people, just passing back and forth. Hit as many times.
So if it's two people, would you say four puffs passing back and forth?
Yes.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
So four, right? You know what I mean?
Two people, four puffs pass.
All right. Once you start breaching fucking the even number barrier, that's when you bring it up the multiple. You know what I mean? That's when you drop it down. So two puff pass after four people.
Yeah, two puff pass after four people.
After four people, we need a whole nother blunt in the rotation.
Yeah.
yeah, that's true.
After four.
That's always been my rule. That's always been my rule. It's a joint for one person, a blunt for two people, two blunts for three people.
No, three people can get blitzed off of one blunt. I would say two for four.
As long as you do the two puff pass rule on three.
Yeah, it's got to be the two puff pass rule. Otherwise, I hate waiting.
Anything after two people is the two puff pass rule. That's it, strict. So there you go. Yo, we're nailing these, bro. I'm gonna punch my fucking microphone across the room again already.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
We're at number six already. Okay. Don't drop the blunt.
Yes.
Don't drop the blunt.
Or as I would like to call it, no party fouls.
Yeah, party foul.
Yeah, no party foul. That's a party foul.
Yep.
That's like dropping a beer.
Yep. Or spilling a beer. Or spilling your drink.
Yep.
All right. Let me see.
Yeah, I really never went past this far.
I never really became a fuck it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here we go.
I can't take the eyebrows seriously.
No lacing the blunt.
If you would have done your facial hair green, it would have been perfect.
Shit, he would have looked like the Hulk.
Just the facial hair.
If the facial hair would have been like retired Captain America after he becomes an Alaskan environment.
Why do we keep saying Captain America?
God damn it. I love the planet.
Captain Planet over there. He's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero.
If you don't include, you don't participate.
So if you don't put in, you don't smoke.
Yeah, if you don't put in, you don't smoke. Yep. If you're not matching,
yeah, so,
like the song says, bro, I got five on it.
Yep.
Yeah. If you don't contribute, don't smoke.
Yep.
And five is the minimum.
Yeah, five is the minimum. Facts.
If you don't put in, you don't smoke unless management approved.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
Because my girl's not going to put $5. She's going to smoke because I'm smoking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but isn't it like because we're all spoken for? Aren't our funds their funds?
Yes.
Technically.
I would agree.
Listen, us
dudes, pretty sure they would agree too.
We can take all our money. We just want to smoke.
Yeah, we just want to. Yeah. That's all I want to do. I just want to smoke.
Number eight.
Damn, we're that close. Okay.
Wow.
We got two more left, y'all. Come on. Three more, actually. If you want to be technically honest.
Let me see.
Don't get out the hot box first.
I mean, don't break the scythe. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah, there we go. Don't break the scythe.
Don't break the scythe. like wander off. If you're wandering off with the L, like, yeah, don't break it. Like, you stay the fuck here.
Keep but that wouldn't that here. Be like, wouldn't that be like an underterm for babysitting?
I mean, not necessarily, because I could stand here in the cipher and talk to you for fucking 20 minutes holding the L in my hand like an asshole. But if I walk away with the L, like, hey.
Where are you going with the blunt? Or you pass it back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you pass it the wrong way, that's another factor right there, too.
Yep. I mean, that kind of coincides with the whole, you know, the rotation.
Always pass that coincides with rotation. Yep, to the left.
I got one. Number 9. Don't kill the vibe.
Yes,
don't kill the vibe.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, don't kill the vibe.
I like it.
Yeah, because, like, if we're smoking, don't tell me that your fucking cat died, you know? Like,
I don't want depression.
Why would you even say that now? Oh, my God. The poor cat.
If you tell me, hey, bro, my cat died, I'm feeling down, can we smoke? Okay, yeah, come on, I got you.
But so, you don't want to be sitting there like, yo, man, shit, man, it's some good weed, but my fucking cat died today.
That would be pretty fucked up.
Set me up for it. Let me know, like, hey, I'm having a bad day. I just need to smoke, man. You know, and I'm just okay. Yeah, come on, let's talk about it.
Yeah, as long as you got the setup. As long as you got the setup beforehand. I know what this type is about. Like, at least I know what this smoke is about. But if I'm here just trying to chill, and you come in with like, yo, so like half my dick is off, like you better like bring some context with that. Like, be like, okay, stop. What happened? Like, what led up to this moment? Because if that's like, I want to hear about it. Like, I'm sorry, I want to hear about how the dick, and like half of it is gone at that point. What's the next topic of conversation? Where are we going with this?
We still have one more rule.
Oh, fuck. All right, so damn it.
All right, so one more rule.
Number 10. No trash weed. Don't bring trash weed.
Yeah, no.
Never Reggie. Bring trash weed to a cipher.
No Reggie.
No skunk.
No swag. Never bring no trash weed to the cipher. Ever. Nope. You either bring goods or not.
Yep.
And then you leave it up to the council of fucking judges.
If so, you are up for debate if banishment is needed.
Yep. There you go.
Oh yeah, that's what? I'll banish you immediately. You bring garbage to my fucking table.
Oh my God.
You're like, bro, I'm serving steak. And if you just brought chicken nuggies, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. No way. I gotta be in the mood for chicken nuggies. If for steak real. Is on the table, you gotta meet me like on that plane. We're there. Yep.
Oh man. So yeah, those were the 10 rules. I'll get these furnished up and then we'll rank them and stuff like that. And then we'll put nice to it and then we'll get it a notary for
stamp
it.
Stamp of approval. Let's go. Mm. Oh yeah, stamp of legitimacy.
So I do want to talk about one thing.
What up?
Marty.
Marty.
Yes. Marty.
Oh yes, Marty.
Marty.
What about Marty?
Marty had an incredible moment actually at work. Yeah. So Marty, let's
we're just going to call him Marty.
So we're just going to call him Marty. But Marty, he got his job. Like, he got a brand new job. Congratulations. You know, fucking more props to him. I'm fucking.
Yeah.
He got a new job and he started his first day. And, you know, hustle and bustle, this and that. He's a little nervous on the job. So somebody comes up to him, a coworker, and they roll him up something to help him ease the edge.
Hey. So
Marty partook on his first day on the job. And according to the lad, he felt good. It felt good. He didn't feel bad. He just has to treat it a little more responsibly and not do it at work.
Because he's
like deep fryers and, you know, flat grills and whatnot. I wouldn't trust that. But
I mean most chefs are potheads.
Big ups to Marty.
Congratulations. Big ups, Marty. Congratulations, Marty.
Proud of you.
So I asked, so we talk about this. So my question for you is, and I'll start off, what My first time, what was your first time smoking like? And then what was the first time you got high actually? Like, and I had a conversation with dads, I think, the other day.
I want to have this conversation again, because I want to go ahead and actually get into my first time too. For both.
So like my first time smoking was from a mutual friend of ours, Gio, Pinky. And I was like maybe 11 or 12 years old, and we were rolling up at Toys R Us.
Toys R Us, you're on Kennedy.
Yeah. So we started smoking there. That was the first time like I ever smoked, but like the first time like I was high. Like I was telling Dabs the other day, like, dude, like I was doing the John Cena, like you can't see me. And my fingers were like just waving. I was just like, dude, I'm fucking high. And then I was telling myself, I like this. You know, I want to do
like this. This feels good.
You know, I didn't like drinking already. You know, I've never none of us like drinking except Tony. He enjoys a good beverage every now and then.
A good libation. Yes.
He likes to get saucy. You know, yeah. Let the man get saucy. Look at him. Get saucy. Just don't show him.
Yeah, don't show the label. That's right.
It's saucy, but don't
Showing the bottle. I'm not even showing the bottle.
Good shit. Good
no, you're
shit.
Doing great.
What are you talking about? That was water.
That was seltzer.
Wait.
It's just water in a green bottle. It's Tony's green water.
Is it water because it's Heineken or water because it's Coors Light? I'm just saying. You don't need to answer.
Oh, I don't. I'm not going to answer which one it is, but it's green. It's green.
Right.
I like German shit.
What about you, Freshie? What about your first time?
So my first time smoking, I found my dad's bong and weed stash. So he came home, and I'm sitting in the garage with the bong and the weed sitting in front of me. And he's just like, "Where'd you find that?" And I was like, "In your toolbox." While I was looking for tools to pick my skateboard up. And he was just like, "You do you know what that is?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm not stupid."
Nice.
And he was just like, nice. He's like, "So where do we go from here?" And I was just like, I was like, "Wherever you want to take it from here."
Yeah.
And he was just like, he's like, "Give me that shit. Don't tell your mom." And I'm like, okay. Yeah. That was my first time smoking, but I don't remember if I got stoned or not.
So you got stoned.
But my thing is that I didn't feel it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah. To me, it was just kind of like, okay, so I just smoked with my dad. That's cool.
That's cool as fuck. Oh, yeah.
So my first time I got stoned was maybe 6 months later, and I had been smoking off and on for that time, like here and there, like one or two times here or there. So I meet this kid, his name's Jake, and we became best friends immediately. This was before I found out that his family had smoked. So I was over at his crib one day, it was a Saturday, and we're chilling in his basement. And he was just like, "I want to smoke some weed." And I was just like, "That sounds like a plan. I could do that." And he was just like, "But we don't have anything to smoke out of." I'm like, "You got a 2-liter bottle and a bucket?"
Hey, gravity bong.
And he's just like, "Do you know how to make a gravity bong?" I'm like, "Yes, the fuck I do. Let's go." And he was just like, "Okay,
man."
So how I found out how stoned I was after we smoked, we put on Family Guy. And I love me some Family Guy, bro. Remember the episode where Stewie gets adopted and all he says is that he wants pancakes?
Yes.
Remember that episode is when I found out how stoned I actually was. I could not stop laughing at that episode, bro. Every single time Stewie came in the frame and was like, "Pancakes," lost my shit.
Man, pancakes.
My first experience is smoking and my first experience ever feeling stoned.
Nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Tony.
You, Tebow.
So let's see. All right, the first time I got high, I actually got in trouble.
Oh, shit. I want to hear this story now. I want to
So I was hanging out. I finally was allowed to leave and go hang out with my friends instead of hanging out in front of the house. And I think I was 13, and they let me go to the mall with my friends and everything. So I'm around the corner. I'm trying to impress this girl, and she's like, "Are you going to smoke?" This Black and Mild, you know, they had a Black and Mild. So I was like, "Yeah, I'll smoke the Black and Mild." All right. So I don't know what happened, but next thing you know, I was at my house. I'm 2 hours late. The basement door was locked, so I couldn't get in. So my dumbass rang the bell. So I rang the bell like a dumbass, hoping that my grandfather would be the one to come open the door. My grandfather opens the door. I'm happy as hell. I'm like, yeah. I turn the corner. I walk towards the apartment. There's my grandmother.
Oh.
And instead of looking down, I just look dead at her. And all I hear is, "Ernesto, your grandson is high as a fucking kite. Where the fuck is it?" Oh, she just started screaming. I just looked at her and I was like,
"Yo,
what are you talking about?" My grandfather just grabs me and he sits me in the back of the basement because we lived in a basement apartment. So our apartment was in the front and he had like this whole lounge area in the back with TV and everything. He sits me down there and I hear the doorbell ring. And now I'm like, oh, man, if I would have just waited like 5 more minutes, my mom would have caught me instead of my grandmother. Eesh. Which probably would have been a lot better because my mom would have just been like, "Why are you late?" But whatever. So I hear the doorbell and my mom comes in and then I hear screaming. And then I hear, "Well, he's my son. I'll discipline him how I fucking see fit." Da, 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 da. Boom. Mind you, this is my step-grandmother. This is my grandfather's second wife. Not my actual grandmother. All right.
Damn, we got a whole origin.
Oh. Yeah. So my mom comes. Wait. All right. So this is how because both my stories are in one story. Now this is how I figure out how stoned I am. My mom comes, sits down next to me, and just looks at me. I'm sitting there. I'm watching South Park, bro. All right. I'm laughing my ass off because I've never been allowed to watch South Park. My grandfather's just over by his little bar tinkering away with some shit. My mom sits down next to me and she's like, she looks at me. I look at her. I'm fucking blasted. Like blasted, bro. Blasted. And she's just like, "You're grounded for 2 weeks. All right. You're 2 hours late. So 1 hour a week. You're supposed to be here by 10. No, by 8. You got here at 10 like a dumbass. I don't give a fuck that you're stoned. Blah, blah, blah." Right. My grandfather sits down next to us. And he just lights another joint. He lights a joint, and the three of us smoke the joint.
Nice.
I was hot. So that's my first time smoking, and I was stoned as shit. And it all ends with me getting yelled at, grounded for 2 weeks, chilling with my mom and my grandpa smoking the joint.
That's what's up.
Yeah. It's a great story. Great memory. All because I was trying to impress this little Filipino chick.
That one.
What happened?
We got the David Ayer cut for that one. Gio, what about you, my friend?
All right. Well, yeah, kind of a two-parter because my mother's involved with the second part. But it wasn't her catching me. It was me catching her.
Oh. Nice.
Great. So the first time I smoked weed, my sister was left to babysit me while my mom went out and shit. And I had a friend come over and shit. My sister smoked weed. Now, she smoked, and then she went downstairs to go meet up with a boy that she was talking to or whatever. She's like, "You know, just stay upstairs, whatever, as long as you guys don't get in trouble." Well, I decided to escape the room, go into the other room, and find the joint that was left in the ashtray, and I said, "Fuck it, I'm going to try it." So I grabbed the clip. I went back to my room with my friend, and we both fucking smoked this clip. It was like, you know, it was a decent enough clip. We both smoked, coughed our fucking brains out. She was down there. She was oblivious to what the fuck was going on. She was already drinking. My sister was a wild one already. We called it Twister back then because she was just fucking uncontrollable. So we were stoned as shit, laughing our asses, playing off, what was it? No Mercy on N64. Nice. But we just kept running into like everything. Like we were going backstage and just fucking each other up like assholes the entire time and just laughing. So we were fucking blitzed. Now, one day I got home from school, and this was at a time I had already been smoking for a couple of months. I was already like deep into the game. I was probably like 14, almost 15 years old. I get home and I go into my room and I start smelling like a heavy fucking scent of weed. And I was like, fuck, like I know my mom's home. So I was like, shit, I'm smelling myself. I'm fucking smelling. I'm like, yo, something smells like fucking weed. Like I got to fucking, I changed my clothes. I changed my whole shit. I sprayed myself down and I went to go to the bathroom, but I saw the bathroom door was closed. And I was like, mom, you in there? And she was like, yeah, give me a second. And I was like, okay, I got a second. So I go back into the room and I'm like, okay, let me fucking just chill. You know, let me just relax. Like I started getting super paranoid because I was like, fuck, like I had just smoked before I got home from school. So I was like, man, maybe she smells this on me. Maybe I'm in trouble. Like I thought I had weed in my bag. I didn't fucking know what was going on. I heard the fucking, the bathroom flush, her get out of the room and go into her room. So I was like, okay, here's my chance. So I go into the bathroom and then I go into the bathroom to wash my hands and wash my face and shit. And I start smelling it heavy. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I was like, yo, fuck this. I go to the back and I go to open the window to the bathroom to let it air the fuck out. So I open the window and boop, I find a nice little roachy just chilling on the fucking window. It's like nicely stashed. I was like, fucking way. So I grabbed the clip. I knocked on my mom's door. I'm like, lady. She's like, yeah, what's up? So I go in and I go, what the fuck is this? And she's like, oh, shit. And I was like, really? And she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. How did you? And I was like, mom, like, I smoke, too. And she was like, since when did you start? So I was like, don't even fucking start. Like, are you fucking kidding me? And ever since then, me and her have been smoking together consecutively.
That was me and my dad, dude. Me and my dad were
the
same way.
That was it. Fucking lady.
That's fucking hilarious. So now the last thing that we just got a little bit of news. I know that one thing that the four of us have all played, not together, but eventually we will, is Fallout.
Yes.
Fallout, it's today, I think it's either today, the day that we're recording, or yesterday. This week marks 15 years of Fallout 3.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Fallout.
You know?
We're going to throw a quinceañera for Fallout.
On top of that, on Bomb Drop Day, just a couple days ago, we learned that Fallout is coming out on Amazon TV April 12th, 2024.
Yes,
oh, nice. Ma'am.
We are finally getting it, so I'm super excited about that. I know as the rest of us Bethesda sluts are.
Yep.
Yeah.
How could you not be? How could you not?
I mean, you've seen the pictures that they posted online. You've seen the fucking footage. Like, it looks like they're going like all the fuck out with this shit. Like, all out. We saw the Brotherhood of Steel fucking armor. We saw the new Coca-Cola bottle. We saw a lot of the sets. Like, it looks fucking legit. Like, I'm really excited for this.
Yep. Yeah.
And then I believe we know where this is taking LA. Place.
California. Place
Los Angeles.
Okay.
So look at that, man. Like I'm excited. I'm excited to see where this goes. Too.
Yeah. And so that's really all the news I have. But I did want to say, you know, seeing as that this is going to be the first aired episode, we want you guys to expect a lot of different shit.
We
have tons of stuff planned for you guys. We're going to play games together. We're going to play games with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play with ourselves. Most
of all. Yep.
Yeah. You know, we did do a really cool recording that of Cards Against Humanity, which turned out to be one of the craziest games in person that we ever played. Once we work on that, that will be coming out. That's going to be super exciting. This is the four of us, man. This is the crew.
Because of this, I just want to say, because of that, I believe it's time for all of us to
pause for the cause,
invoke the spirits,
yeah,
and get ourselves set up. Get ourselves set up for this, because It is only right. Round one. We're doing it, boys. This is legitimately round one. Where's he going? Look at Captain Planet's off in the galaxy right now. Look at
he's flying away. He fucking flew away.
He's grabbing his weed from the top of that fucking canyon mountain over there. You see it? That's where his weed comes from.
He's grabbing it right for the door.
Incredible.
Yo, I'm crying.
I fucking that love it. Cool. Yeah.
Oh man. All right, man. Here we go.
Pause for the cause. As we die, as we all die, one cough at a time. Holy shit. Yeah. Whoa.
So I have all something that I want to talk about before we leave.
Yo, go good. For it.
Because when you're done, we have to spin the wheel.
Oh, yes. Oh. We're going to spin a wheel.
A first time featuring a wheel. First time,
what you got? Right.
So, you got, as you guys know, I've been trying to put myself into a position so that way I can start streaming again.
Oh, yeah.
I have decided to dedicate one day during the weekend to actually stream. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to stream, but I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, stream something.
Yeah. So, make sure that you keep an eye out for that on my YouTube, Strange Dabs Gaming on YouTube. If you want, you can also go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Strange Dabs. That's Strange, DABZZ. So that way you guys don't get that messed up with anything else. But yes, that's my announcement. I'm going to start streaming again soon.
Yeah!
Get that tip dirty, boy. Get that tip dirty. I love it.
Yes.
But I want to do a quick shout out board. We got a couple of people we definitely want to shout out.
Who are we shouting out on the first?
I got it right here. We're gonna shout out first. Disposable. You know, if you're not familiar, Disposable is completely recyclable bowls. Fucking awesome shit. We tried them out. Too Many Blunts clothing, Too Many Blunts brand in general, Gutter Christ Productions altogether, Cobalus Designs, Clean Sanchez Media, Heathen's Beard Co., which we will be trying out ourselves, getting our fucking faces
actually this week. Yep.
It's going to be delicious. Local bands, we want to shout out Parallels. We want to shout out Oceans of Illusions for holding it down here in New Jersey. We want to shout out Tuxedo Papers. We want to shout out Cookies. We want to shout out Cure Leaf, Ripped. We want to shout out Zen Leaf. We want to shout out Ayer. We want to shout out the Apothecarium. And we also want to shout out, last but not least, the guy that I brought up earlier today, Escabizzle, Tango Hookah Shop, for holding it down here in Union City, a lost treasure, something you guys should definitely fucking check out if you have not yet. So see them, man. See them. Definitely some great fucking prices. Boys,
absolutely, and
y'all want to shout someone out. I want to shout someone out. Yeah, big shout out to Weed for making all this possible.
Now, also, we got our merch store. Sanchez, let them know about the merch store, Bob.
All you got to do, I'm going to type it right here in the bottom. Okay, you're going to go to www.linktree.com/bongrips and video games.
Oh, boom.
That's all you need to do. We'll have a dot com soon. We'll have a dot right com. There. We can actually buy a dot com today if we wanted to. But
if we wanted to,
linktree.com and video games. There is merch. There is a whole bunch of stuff. We've made some sales already, and the episode isn't even out yet. So shout out to Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes.
And I don't want to, and Grizz,
Grizz, yeah.
Gonzalez
and Grizz. Rob came up.
Yeah.
Hit us up, Rob. That's actually one of Freshie's boys. So big ups to Rob for fucking for definitely purchasing off the store. Yo, any amount counts. Any fucking purchase counts. We're trying to get on this 420 Expo next year. This is the goal. So if you guys can help us out with making it to that goal, any fucking buy off our store helps us out, man. It really, really does. That is the dream. So, and maybe, yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll hold a contest at some point for free fucking tickets to the show. There's going to be plenty to throw around.
Yeah, so, we're just trying to have a good time. We're just literally, we're all like friends of each other who can actually connect, and this shit works. And this was the only way for it to be done. So check all that out. But guys, are you ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah, spin the wheel.
Spin the
wheel.
Let's go.
Spin the wheel.
Here we go. What do we got? What do we got?
This will determine the next episode. So we have cannabis, alcohol, best bong styles, difference of all THC styles, from wrestlers to wrestlers who smoke, to Harry Potter, to Twitch versus Kick. Damn. And actually, if you guys are watching the news, there's a big thing going on with that too, which when I have more info, we'll do in the next episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
But here we go.
Let's see what the wheel suggests.
It is time to spin
the wheel.
Spin the wheel.
The Fallout. Yeah, let's do it. Always a great fucking topic. I love Fallout.
This is a topic that I am like the most excited for.
Oh yes.
So
that's great. And you know what? God was on our side today, guys.
Talked about this privately yesterday, Sanchez. I'm like, watch, we're gonna end up doing Fallout on one of our
Sanchez. What we're gonna do is we're gonna replace the name of Fallout on that wheel, since it's still got that slot. Just put it with a spin again.
Yeah.
That's right. Let's
fill it in with a spin again.
Yep.
So Fallout is that.
Our chances.
The stakes. And you know what? That's some offline shit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Stay high.
Bye.
We'll see you guys soon. We love you. And don't do anything that none of us wouldn't do.
Yeah, which really isn't. It really isn't tragic.
It isn't much.
Yeah.
It isn't much.
We don't really do much.
Peace.